right now, we have in the studio the one and only Alfonso the Magnificent. Hello!
Hello! Hey.
Now, before we start, and let's face it, we should. Alfonso, stand up. Where is he?
He's parked in the car.
What? Park in the car? That's outrageous.
The
well,
engine's running, though, isn't it?
The engine is running, and he's nowhere to be seen. We got Alfonso the Magnificent, the marvellous four-piece. We've got Leo, Mervyn, David and Nathan here. You guys are so welcome. Thank you so much for coming in. And well, was it okay in the green room? Because I couldn't go in there. It was so loud and messy. What happened?
I was very much enjoying it, actually.
Yeah. Were you? Seriously? So, I mean, was it a bit of a shock to come out?
The legends are all true about it. We didn't want to leave, actually.
Here's a quick question, because I've got to be honest, I haven't been in tonight. Is Andy Morrow still in there?
An essence of Melrose.
My goodness, that just sounds ugly beyond essence of Melrose. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for not only turning up, but actually, you know, dragging yourselves away from the cucumbers and everything else, whatever else is in there. What has been going on in the world of Alfonso? Seriously.
Well, we've got some new songs coming up soon, so we've been writing some new material.
Yeah.
Five new songs,
just playing to the boys today. And then basically, what else is we've got some gigs coming up.
We're going into the studio again to do some live recording.
Which studio do you guys use? Is there somewhere? Because you're sort of Shoreham through and through, aren't you?
Yeah. It's a lovely space called The Compass, which is actually a sort of a bar, but we like to record things live. And it's a lovely space.
We rent out the space.
Hang on a minute. So you set up at the Compass.
Yeah.
Is the Compass okay? Here's two questions. Is the Compass the kind of bar that is so busy that you got the atmospheric sound, or is it so quiet and no one turns up that it's the best place to record? Are you selling it as a venue, as a pub, or as a silent studio?
It can be a venue, it can be a pub.
It can be both of those, can't it? Like the green room.
Well, let's not bring that into the subject. You know, I think licensing laws need to readdress our green room credentials. But anyway, so the Compass in Shoreham.
Yep.
Do you ever play live to a crowd there?
We've done a few little events there. It's a bit misleading with the Compass thing. It's basically just a space near where I live, and you can, you know, it has a bar in it, but you can rent it for whatever you like, really.
So we use it
as a studio.
We chose it because it looks quite funky.
Yeah.
And also we got some stuff on YouTube of us playing, doing some live stuff, because we just wanted to get some more folky-based stuff of us, because we had some stuff at the Rope Tackle which made us look like we was like a big rock band, which we are not. And so we were putting off a few potential punters, because they saw that, you know, us on this big stage, and we wanted to show us as a band that could also be quite intimate and playing smaller venues. So that's why we did that, basically. And it's quite cool. We did some really nice recordings, and then we'll do some more.
And we'll hopefully play big stages and also empty bars.
We can do both.
You can play
cloakrooms. We can do everything.
Yeah. Well, okay, here's the thing. Okay, so we just learned about punk hop. CJ Martin, what genre would you put Alfonso the Magnificent? Where would you put yourself?
It's tricky, because I think to kind of give an outline of the band. I mean, I write the songs, right? And those songs are kind of based on a lot of the records I heard. My mother's record collection, that could be Herb Albert and his Brazilian bands and stuff like that, to David Bowie. It's just a whole range of stuff. And then the boys get hold of it, and they basically turn what is, you know, my idea into a proper song, and they got different genres that they like, and so we kind of get a real mishmash of sounds and kind of a vibe, you know, and that's kind of where it's at, you know.
I'd say we sort of sit between a bit of folk, a bit of Latin on some of our stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jazz, and even touches of classical,
beautiful.
But with the drumming, it's not that, you know, what do you say your drumming style is
Nathan
like?
On the drums?
Yeah. It depends, really. I mean, like, depending on the size of the venue, will depend on which sort of percussion I use and stuff. I mean, it's a weird one. It's kind of hard to, loosely speaking, it's sort of like, you know, acoustic-y, folky sort of stuff.
If I put you in your own studio, you got a week in there, what sound would come out of Alfonso the Magnificent? What would be your 5, 6, 8 tracks that you'd, you know, come out with? Is it just a mish and a mash?
I think it'd be like a jazzy, folky sound, really.
Yeah.
You know?
So we've got, Leia's on a beautiful guitar there.
Yeah.
Very, very beautiful.
This is Doris.
Thank you. Okay. Mervyn, tell me what you're on there.
I'm playing an acoustic five-string fiddle. It's got a low C on it, so it makes the bottom four strings like a viola.
I was photographing a guy last night in London. His fiddle, if I don't think he'd call it that, actually, his violin was 1753. He said it was older than Mozart. I said, get out of town. Wow. Ridiculous. So I've got it in the back. I said, I'm having that. So if you want it, Merv, it's all yours.
I also play a carbon fibre electric violin as well.
Rock and roll.
It's very rock and roll.
Isn't
it?
Isn't
so if we were in the studio, I mean, you'd do a mix between acoustic and electric, really, wouldn't you?
Like that. That's good. Yeah. David, what have you got there?
I've got strapped music and an accordion.
Yes.
I also play piano, but obviously not in here, not tonight. I didn't want to bring it.
Well,
up,
you know,
up 17 floors is really difficult.
But, you know, so. we've got the equivalent of the Elton John piano room, which you could probably see. You probably came through it. You probably didn't even notice it.
No, I did. I'd clocked that.
Did you see it?
Try that
I thought
later.
You might.
Yeah,
very
good.
But we haven't got it set up. We didn't know you guys would have wanted it. We could have set it up for you easily. Guys, what are you going to play for us? We'd love you to hear a track. What have you got lined up?
Well, the first number is called Broken Heart.
Broken Heart. Okay, well, take it away. We've got Alfonso the Magnificent, live and incredibly dangerous for you.
All right, here we go.
So hard to not let you see the pain I felt was for you and not for me. Do with this broken dreams. The plans we have blown to smithereens. We fought so hard for another day. It didn't matter as you just slipped away.
gorgeous. That is such a gorgeous sound. Alfonso the Magnificent. I can see why they called that. Guys, that was stunning. Was that cool? Did you say Broken Heart?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. So let me get this straight. So, Layla, you write the songs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In what guise and what form? At the guitar?
Yeah, no, whatever. I mean, generally with the guitar. And I mean, in actual fact, I have written songs on the piano, which I can't play, which is quite impressive.
Unbelievably.
Yeah. Actually, one of the songs...
I don't even understand that sentence, but anyway, that's kind of crazy.
Well, it's using two fingers rather than using all your hands.
Nice, yeah.
That technique.
And then does David make it
I'm
sound
not angry.
Amazing?
Yeah, Dave takes over it. Yeah, I mean, it is that case of, you know, I write the skeleton,
So
it's like a skeleton, and then the boys add the meat to it, and the muscle.
You conceive it, and we help...
Deliver it.
We're like midwives. Really.
I love that. That's great. And you just add your little bits in between. Just creativity and action.
And they evolve over time, don't they?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That one, actually, when we're playing live, we normally go into then something else that's really an upbeat. We take it somewhere else.
Right.
It's quite nice as a standalone piece as well.
Yeah.
Well, as far as I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, we can see you. It's May the 7th. What's going on then?
We're in Stenning.
Stenning
in
again.
It's an all-day market event. I'm not entirely sure the details, but they will be on our Facebook
page.
That's
okay. Yeah, of course. So Stenning May the 7th. That sounds like it's that kind of newly created bank holiday weekend, isn't
it?
The King's Coronation extended jamboree.
Yeah, there's some really good, nice acts out for the day, and we're one of them.
Great, fantastic.
So we're doing a lot of recording, but our big gig coming up later in the year is actually at the Rope Tappel Arts Centre in Shoreham on the 15th of September, which is a Friday. Tickets are available. It's a fantastic venue where we play.
It's a great venue. I've been there many, many, many times. So you are Shoreham through and through, aren't you?
Yeah,
pretty well. But wait a minute. Rock and roller.
Interloper.
I was going to say Mervyn. I mean, Shoreham now, surely, but for 45 years. But wait a minute, where were you born?
Burton-on-Trent in the Midlands.
Burton-on-Trent in the Midlands. I have heard of Burton-on-Trent. And you were also in Birmingham.
I was in Birmingham for 8 years.
You see? Were you Burton-on-Trent or were you Ralston?
No, Ralston was round the corner.
Right.
Burton-on-Trent town. Ralston's a little village outside.
A little village. Little known village. Uh-huh. Yes. Only little people know it. love it. So there you go. And what brought you down? What brought you southwards, my friend?
Well, living in Birmingham.
Of course.
Working there for 5 years. I decided that... I wanted to live by the seaside, so I just applied for jobs on the coast.
Yeah.
And Worthing came up.
Love it.
And
you've been there ever since?
I've been there ever since,
What a true.
Brilliant. Lovely
beautiful.
Down there.
Love it. Well, I can't imagine peeling myself away from Burton-on-Trent or Ralston, for that matter. But you did. You did. Message in from Anna listening in Hove saying, yay, Brum. Well, there you go. You see? Sounds like you're not alone. That's good. Yay, Brum. Yeah, well, we'll take that. Guys, what have you got to play for us? What's in the locker?
This is the greatest mistake.
No need to be harsh. We will be the judge of that.
Absolutely.
So, hang on a minute. What was it? What's it called? The greatest mistake.
The greatest mistake.
It's my.
Is there a story behind it?
It's my. It's basically my ex-girlfriend's anthem, basically. So,
it's got a bit of accounting from.
This is my. Counting
something. Yeah, we're going. Full on rock and roll now.
You ready, guys? Ready?
Ready?
1, 2.
See you walking down the street. Children and shopping bags around your feet. Don't wanna be unkind. Don't wanna put you on the spot. One thought that won't leave my mind. One look in your eyes and I've got to be the greatest mistake of your life. The greatest mistake. You said that I was the one. If rumors are true, you're out trying to buy a gun. Don't wanna be unkind. Don't wanna put you on the spot. One thought that won't leave my mind. One look in your eyes and I've got to be the greatest mistake of your life. The greatest mistake. Why can't we say the things we said yesterday? Why can't we be the people you wanted to be? Shopping bags around your feet. Don't wanna be unkind. Don't wanna put you on the spot. One thought that won't leave my mind. One look in your eyes and I've got to be the greatest mistake of your life. The greatest mistake. The greatest mistake.
So good. Love it. That is fantastic. The greatest mistake. Inspired by true love. Clearly. Alfonso the Magnificent here playing extremely live. I mean, they couldn't be liverer. They could not be. I tell you. And that's a fact. A message back from true Brummy and fellow Buck Burton head, of course. Ask him if he knows the Spread Eagle pub in Rolston.
Of course.
Big tick. Course. Big tick, yeah, to the, yeah, Spread Eagle. And also the Forest of Needwood School. Interesting call. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Getting a yes, yes, yes. So we got folks, you know, living down south and dreaming of Burton. Was that fair to say dreaming?
I'm there.
When was the last time you went to Burton, sir?
Probably about 5 years ago.
That's not so bad. No. The thing is, we've had three of those have been COVID. That's not too bad at all. So you got family still there?
Yes, just a few family left.
Yeah, you weren't sure about that question.
Yeah, no.
Because I remember you called them family. Friends, I call them fiends. That kind of thing. Yes, no, fair enough. Well, there you go. Well,
you actually allowed back there, Merv.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, memories are deep and memories are long. Yeah. Fair enough. Kenny Murray has just messaged in. He says, they are actually magnificent. They are actually.
Thanks, Alfonso. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you. Appreciate
Alfonso
that.
The Magnificent. So, Stenning at May the 7th, Rope Tackle, 15th of September. I do really, really, really suggest, in all seriousness, as you can imagine from this show, very serious, that you do get yourself some tickets for both, but the Rope Tackle, 15th of September. Are you getting support that night?
No, it's just us.
Fantastic, even better.
But we might have a little bit of, I want to say, a light show, images.
It's going to be a big show.
A light show, images show? Images, what's good? Yeah. With projection?
Well,
what's that?
Mervyn's hiding his light under a bit of a bushel, but he's a very good He's our art department. We all do different roles, so we might have a bit of a visual effects as well.
Okay, so you all do different roles. So so Leo writes the tracks. Mervyn does the light shows, art, and a bit of fiddle. David, what on earth do you do?
I'm social. That's a good question. I'm social media.
Media.
With that in mind, we are on Facebook. We also have a YouTube channel.
Yes.
So check us out. Yeah,
you're
do
very good on socials, I'll be honest. Brings us obviously neatly to Nathan. What on earth, Nath?
I turn up every now and again and hit a glorified box.
No, you do more than that.
come on, he's selling himself down again.
We went around earlier, didn't we? Leo's guitar, everything. You didn't ask me about my glorified box.
No, we kept it. Well, I'll tell you why, because we've all seen it.
Yeah.
It's not clever. It ain't clever.
Keeps it tidy.
He does. He's a clean box, that's what they say about him.
Nathan does he helps recording and stuff like that. He's a brilliant recorder.
Bit techo. Mike Garrett says, I too am loving these guys. Thanks, Mike, for that. Do text us 07909 547 336. We'd love to hear from you, of course, and in any guise, in any shapes, sizes. So what would be your dream, guy? Are you sort of thinking by the end of the year there'll be an album? Is that something that is important to you?
That would be a good idea, I think.
Yeah. I think so. we have got a couple of tracks on Spotify, but yeah, we are working towards doing more recording.
Well, you said you've got so many tracks that you play. I mean, if could you do a 1 hour? Could you do an hour and a half set live?
I think we've got nearly 2.5 hours worth of material, because I've written.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got lots of.
And are you tight enough that you could just play?
Well,
now?
We did a live recording at Rope Tucker, didn't we? During COVID, we did like a live stream of things. So that's kind of. Whole set, those recordings. Maybe we'll stick those on Spotify or something.
Well, they're actually on YouTube.
They're on YouTube
already.
So if you guys want to see them, they're on YouTube.
But it sounds like because between you, you've got everything going. You've got the socials, you've got art, you've got a beautiful just to have something in your hand. I mean, in the day now of MP3s and virtual, it's so nice to have something tactile, isn't it? And hold an album or a CD or something.
We're just looking for some sort of help to sort of promote as well. We've done a lot of self promotion and last year and this year we've been sort of playing sort of folk club circuit outside of Sussex and had some really nice gigs, but yeah, we're looking for sort of support as well.
So actually, if you could get an external promoter or manager or something that would be important, would it? That would be
very
We've got nearly all the ducks in a row in terms of we've got the material, we can play the songs really well. And it's about the finer things like that, management and stuff like that, to get us going and help us get gigs.
It's the golden thing, isn't it? It's so tough.
It's not all glory and Burton Ale, is it?
Talking of Burton,
I must say, the Rope Tackle Arts Centre have been really, really supportive to us.
The guys at the Rope Tackle,
yeah, they're fabulous.
That's great. What are their names? Anyone?
Mark. Well, there's lots. Anne and Mark.
Anne and Mark. Big shout out to the Rope Tackle. Thank you from the bottom of their heart.
They
appreciate everything. And that's the way it should be, you see. That's the thing. We just, everyone enjoys a little bit of support. Chris messaging in saying, Heather and I are really enjoying Alfonso the Magnificent. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
On that note, do you want to go out with a crash and a bang? What have you got lined up?
Yeah, this is called You Know Me.
I do.
Is it got a little bit of story behind it? Give a little bit of
He's breaking his rule.
I'm definitely breaking. It's such a song about, it's fundamentally about breaking up someone you like rather than someone you hate.
Yeah.
It's more the story about how difficult it is and how necessary it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Leo, before you play, just talk us through. So you do run open mics, is that where you...
Yeah, yeah, no, I do an open mic at a pub called The Crabtree, but it's an acoustic one.
And where's that? Is that Shoreham?
Shoreham, it's right by the railway station.
Yeah. Oh,
it's on the third Thursday. And
what are the three rules?
Oh yeah,
three rules. Rule number one.
Yeah.
No talking.
No talking. That's punters. No talking.
No talking during playing. No talking during playing.
Like it.
There is two bars, so you can go to the other bar if you want to.
Of course, you can.
And then the other thing is tuning. Tune up before you play.
Musicians take note. Whilst on. Yeah. And third.
No history of the song.
I'm asking him to tell us about the song.
And then I ask you to do that. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, guys, You and Me, I think you said it's called. Is that right?
You know me.
I do.
Just want to say thanks to you, Pete, as well, for everything you do for all local arts. Seriously, it's a fantastic show, this, and just...
Well, that's very kind. And you own it. And it's not just the five room, the green room booze talking, is it?
Also, the your producers, the lovely crowd.
Yeah. I wouldn't beat them up too much because they make so many mistakes. But thank you. Yeah. I'll pass that on. I'll be honest, they're not listening. They're watching reruns of The Hurling by the looks of it. I don't know what's going on. So listen, folks, thank you so much. That was Alfonso the Magnificent. You're going to go out with...
You know me.
All right, guys.
If I tried to explain, your heart's torn apart, I'm only to blame. If I said what I think, the tears will arrive and your heart will sink. What you gonna do when the tears are gone away? What you gonna say when the dust is blown away? I know you, and you know me. If I saw another way, it's a journey I take, I'll be with you today. If I lied, will lie through my teeth, I'd save the day. For your heart I'd be a thief. What you gonna do when the tears are gone away? What you gonna say when the dust's blown away? I know you, and you know me. I know you, and you know me.
Jones Show on Radio Reverb.